Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. The first verses of the Gospel of John are poetic, and poetry is a good form to go to when attempting to communicate a mystery. This mystery of Christmas, this mystery of the incarnation, when God comes to earth as a human, as a baby. Where our gospel readings from Luke and Matthew place us at the manger, at the human, earthy side of the incarnation and Jesus' birth, the Gospel of John starts in the heavens, at the beginning of time, when Christ, the Word, was with God, bringing all things into being. In and through Christ is all life. This week, as I've been sitting with this gospel passage and the heavenly mystery it describes, I was reminded of a very earthly object, a bookmark that I got when I was on pilgrimage in the Holy Land 2 summers ago. It came as part of a package of bookmarks, each one with photos from different sacred sites in and around Jerusalem and Palestine. This particular bookmark has photos from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And one of the photos is of the figure of the baby Jesus lying in the creche, lying in the straw. And under this photo is a caption with a really wonderful typo. The text is supposed to say, "The manger in the church." But instead, underneath the holy infant, it says, "The manager in the church." This typo is a welcome Christmas reminder to me, to us, of who is in charge, of who our manager in the church and in the world is. It's this baby, this child, our manager who was born in a manger in the poorest of circumstances, whose family fled the powers of empire so that their newborn would not be killed. Our manager, who was born and lived, was killed and rose in solidarity with the most vulnerable, and who calls us to be in solidarity with them too, with the poor, the sick, the outcast, the prisoner, the persecuted. In a much grander and more eloquent way than a humble bookmark, the beginning words of the Gospel of John expand our view to include both manger and manager. This passage is extra. It goes big, beyond the church, beyond time and space and human comprehension, into wonder and mystery, into the heart of what the Franciscan mystic and writer Richard Rohr calls an intuition of Jesus as both the incarnate human one and the eternal cosmic Christ at the same time. Today, as we meditate on baby Jesus in the manger and hear this expansive poetry of mystery from John's gospel about our manager, this cosmic Christ, we pray that our hearts might be filled with this miracle of God who is beyond all time and place and yet who comes among us, who heals us, calls us to service, suffers and dies with us, and gives us the promise of new life. This Christmas, may we be blessed by the mystery and love of the incarnation, grace upon grace. Amen.